For only the second time in human memory, a large number of walruses are coming to shore on Alaska's northern coast. The Chukchi Sea ice has retreated far north beyond the productive waters of the continental shelf where the animals prefer to forage. Also, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service today formally accepted a petition to consider listing Pacific walrus under the Endangered Species Act. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has been doing aerial surveys of the coast all summer, looking for walruses. Chad Jay is a researcher with the United States Geological Survey. He says NOAA is now reporting over 3,500 walruses hauled out at Icy Cape between Wainwright and Point Lay.
We suspect there's some other areas that walruses are hauled out on as well. We have two walruses that still have radio tags on the air. That were tagged back in July off of Barrow, and those animals are down around the Cape Lisburn area. So we know that there's more than one place that they're hauling out, and if they do anything like they did back in 2007, there'll probably be several locations along the coast that they haul out on.
2007 was the first year walruses hauled out on Alaska's coast because of sea ice retreat in the Chukchi Sea. About 6,000 animals came to shore that year. When the sea ice drifts near the continental shelf, it carries walruses over shallow ocean waters that hold a rich buffet of their favorite food. Clams. Jay says because this is such a new phenomenon, there isn't any data on how the walruses respond to having to make long foraging trips from land instead. But his sense is that the animals have to spend a lot more energy to find food.
These are adult females, females with young, and when the females leave the coast to go out and forage, the young go with them. So that it's at a greater expense probably to them too because they have to travel further.
Jay and two colleagues are heading up to Point Lay and Wainwright next week to deploy radio tags on walruses hauled out in the area. The biologists want to figure out how far offshore the animals are traveling to find food and how much effort it takes. They'll compare that data to walruses who use the sea ice to forage earlier in the summer. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is also working with coastal communities to get the word out that the animals on land should be disturbed as little as possible.
The animals are there to rest, and they need to rest, and sometimes they can be quite exhausted. And so that's something that the Fish and Wildlife Service Marine Mammals Management Office is working on in mitigating the disturbances to walruses.
Sea ice loss is at the heart of the Fish and Wildlife Service's decision to consider whether to list walruses under the Endangered Species Act. The agency released a preliminary finding that an endangered or threatened listing may be necessary for the species. Joel Garlick Miller is a walrus biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in Anchorage. He says the importance of sea ice for walrus feeding and raising their young is well established.
We have certainly seen significant changes in sea ice habitat over the past decade, and what that means in terms of the sustainability of the population is what we're going to try to figure out in the next little while.
The agency wants to gather as much public input on the potential listing as possible. That process is open for the next 60 days. The agency has a year to make a final decision. The Center for Biological Diversity petitioned the Fish and Wildlife Service to list the walrus last year and then sued to force this decision. Rebecca Noblin is a staff attorney with the organization. She calls the finding great news and says the science is pretty clear that the walrus is in big trouble.
They're working on population abundance studies right now. We expect the findings of those studies to come in and show that walrus are already in decline and will continue to decline. So we hope it's likely that Fish and Wildlife will go ahead and list Pacific walrus.
Pacific walruses live in the Bering and Chukchi Seas. In 2007, tens of thousands of walruses hauled out on the Russian coast as well. Biologists there reported trampling deaths that killed many of the youngest and smaller animals. Chad Jay says he hasn't heard reports of large numbers of animals hauling out in Russia yet this year, but he suspects walruses are starting to arrive at that coast as well. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.